This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and Americans are already on a holiday buying spree.
We see upticks in electronics, personal care, and cosmetics products. We see upticks in appliances, smartwatches, bicycles.
Vivek Pandia of Adobe Analytics, which finds shoppers have spent more than $77 billion online. As if the travel headaches aren't enough for this holiday, car thefts are continuing to be a major problem at the nation's airports. CBS's Nicole Valdez is at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
More than 300 cars have been stolen from this airport alone just this year. Now they're trying to get more police officers in there, undercovers, motorcycle officers, and using other methods to try to really combat the crime that they've noticed a trend in. Thieves really noticing an opportunity there with more than 40,000 parking spaces available at this airport alone.
The FBI is looking into threats against President-elect Trump's nominees. They involved bomb threats and swatting attacks. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Nobody who receives Secret Service detail, including President-elect Trump, Vice President-elect Vance, and their family members were impacted by these several incidents.
Trump announced today he's nominating retired General Keith Kellogg as his Ukraine envoy, charged with ending the 2.5-year Russian war. The Biden administration has been trying to get as much assistance to Ukraine as possible before Biden's term ends. But there's a snag, as Matt Piper reports.
The Biden administration still has between $6 and $7 billion left to transfer weapons and equipment to Ukraine from its own stocks. The Wall Street Journal says it means all that money will now be in President-elect Donald Trump's hands to figure out what to do with it. To tap it out, the U.S. would have to send more than $110 million worth of weapons a day. One congressional official telling the paper that would be impossible.
Israeli tanks are patrolling the border with Lebanon. The ceasefire is so far holding. CBS's Deborah Pata is in northern Israel.
Israel and Hezbollah were exchanging heavy fire until the very last moments before that ceasefire began. Then, in the early hours of this morning, the guns fell silent. Now, the tense 60-day wait to see if this holds.
It was an early Thanksgiving for the animals at a city shelter in San Bernardino, California. Staff and volunteers served up special treats. Director Christine Watson.
And, you know, especially at this time of year when we have so many animals looking for homes, we want to invite people in to see them.
On Wall Street, the day ahead of Thanksgiving, the Dow Jones Industrials currently down 138 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
He's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker when they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high to the mid-30s. A couple of flurries tomorrow night, then some sunshine returns Friday. Cold, though, and breezy, high only upper 20s.
It's 39 right now.
Since WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, winter, are we on board? Are we not? Do we like it? Do we not? Winter, according to a survey, is not our favorite season, but there are some things we do love about it. Our top five things are the crisp, fresh air in the morning, the beautiful scenery, sitting by the fire, walks through crunchy leaves, and Christmas lights.
I'll be spending time with you. Every Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here, and let's do stereotypes. You ready?
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's go for it.
Who are better navigators, men or women?
Oh, women. Hands down.
Okay. Not in my house.
Listen to me. I'm married to Christopher Columbus, we call him, because he can't even go in a circle and figure out where to get, how to get home.
He gets lost driving in a circle?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not in my house. My house, I'm definitely, and my wife will tell you the same thing. I'm definitely a better navigator. Okay. But a study found, apparently this is all scientific now, a study found that men are better navigators than women. Sorry. Hmm.
My man did that survey.
Yeah, I would guess. I would guess that's true. I think, now see, here's what I think. I think men are better navigators than women, except when we're looking for our socks.
Yeah, because you know the dryer eats those socks. Exactly. So, or anything else, looking for anything else, basically. And that's going for the whole family. Hey, Mom, where's this? Hey, Robin, where's that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Mom's just, always natural.
Yep.
I know we do.
All right, there's Robin. I'm Kurt. This is WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN. Big deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, we're looking for a mostly cloudy sky, a low of 27. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine and 36. And Friday, sunny and 28.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, buzz, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw. And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
I'm in love.
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. So many different ways to listen. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, always on the historic 1400 AM, or you can listen to WRJN.com or download the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Body camera from the first deputy on the scene has already been released in connection to that bus flipping over yesterday in Racine County. You see the deputy approaching the driver standing next to the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
A routine morning took an unexpected turn when the school bus collided with a Pontiac at Highway 36 and South Wind Lake Road yesterday. It's in the town of Norway. The impact caused the bus, which was empty except for the driver, to overturn and come to a rest on its roof in a small pond. An investigation is underway. The driver's all right. A Turkey Day trash reminder. Public Works won't be picking up your garbage tomorrow. In Racine, your pickup day will be adjusted going forward. In Kenosha, they'll pick up Thursday trash on Friday and catch back up on Saturday. Kenosha County is getting lit up this weekend. It won't be through a bottle, but through the power grid, when the city and county officials hold their official tree lighting ceremonies. The city is doing theirs in a new place at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. It'll get plugged in on Friday. The Kenosha County tree gets lit Saturday during an event at Pets Park. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for the littles. Some in southeastern Wisconsin have the opportunity to win a $100 Visa gift card by just answering a few questions. It's a survey aimed at enhancing local natural resource protection efforts. The survey, open until December 1st, encourages people to provide feedback that will help the Root Pike Watershed Initiative to improve its efforts. It's open to those in Racine and Kenosha counties, plus a few in Milwaukee County, including Oak Creek, New Berlin, and Greendale. Search Root Pike Survey for more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high to the mid-30s. A couple of flurries tomorrow night, then some sunshine returns Friday. Cold, though, and breezy, high only upper 20s.
It's 39 right now.
if you need a friend.
Lean on Me on WRJN. You know what I need to do? I need to go back and watch the movie Lean on Me. Remember that from 1989? It was a movie about an inner city high school starring Morgan Freeman. It was based on a true story, and it shows how Principal Joe Clark used very brash and unorthodox teaching methods to help unify the troubled school. I got to go back and watch that again. I love it.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender. I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Be some tears through the common years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Sponsored by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Listen to Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:25 and again in the afternoon at 12:05. It's a timeless piece of history twice each weekday on WRJN.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little.
like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits and Badger basketball. Yep, the Badger men's basketball team is back on WRJN this season. You can hear the next game this Saturday morning at 11 against Chicago State. Matt LePay has the call of the game here on WRJN, but before that, Matt LePay is going to be on with Badger football on Black Friday. The UW Badger pregame is at 9 a.m. Friday. Kickoff at 11 as the Badgers play for the Paul Bunyan Axe. It's all coming up this weekend on WRJN.
Yeah. News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Are you on the move yet? CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports millions of Americans are heading to holiday destinations.
By road, rail, or sky, Americans are